the unknown.
Mystery.
Space.
Science.
Have fun.
Adventure.
Suspense.
Fantasy.
Nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror.
Welcome to journey number 145 of the Journey Into podcast, featuring Journey Into the Cosmic Lottery by Emily Assad. I am your guide on this journey, Marshall Latham, coming to you from Base Camp in the Treasure Valley. Hey there, everybody. It's great to be back here for another journey. This is the first in a series of journeys that come from a contest that I ran a couple years ago, where I asked people to submit stories that started with the title Journey Into Something. And I wanted it to be a journey of some sort. I wanted it to be, I can't remember all the specifics that I laid out in the contest. There was a word count, there was a preferences kind of thing. And so I got several stories. I can't remember how many. Somewhere around 10 different stories. I picked three winners, and then I also picked an honorable mention. And so today, we're going to hear the honorable mention. And it's a fairly short story, but it's pretty interesting. And I liked the concept, and hopefully you will as well.
Before I run the story, I wanted to tell you a little bit about Emily. Here's what she says. A global citizen with ties to India, Paraguay, and the USA, Emily Assad currently lives in Tampa, Florida with her husband and two daughters, where she misses snowflakes and fireplaces. In her free time, she juggles, bakes bread, and studies chess. Her favorite authors are Frances Hodgson Burnett, Tamora Pierce, and Anne McCaffrey. You can visit her website at EmilyAssad.com. That's EmilyAssad.com. So now that that's been taken care of,
I think I'm just going to go ahead and run the story and we can talk about it afterwards. So come with me and let's journey into the Cosmic Lottery. Journey into the Cosmic Lottery. By Emily Assad.
This is the last time.
Andrew grumbled.
Absolutely the last time. 3 years is enough, Ava. Are we going to do this for another 7?
She smothered the frustration in her voice.
Don't start up again. Please. You know I have to be present when they call my number or else I forfeit the appointment.
He pulled up to the curb and then, like the loving husband he was, hopped out of the car and opened the door for her.
I'll pick you up after work.
Eva pecked his cheek and unfolded her white cane. Not that she needed it. She'd been coming to the courthouse every day, including Sundays, for the past 3 years. Ever since the accident, she had it memorized. 5 paces to the dais, climb 12 stairs, through the enormous double doors into the lobby. Sit with everyone else. Wait. And wait. She couldn't see the fancy marble floors or the white Corinthian columns that surrounded her, but she could feel the emptiness of the immense space that swallowed up echoes and whispers.
Eva Smith,
called the secretary.
Eva, to the census taker, please.
Did they really call her name? Eva rose to her feet, unaware of how to proceed. The secretary noticed her clumsy attempts to navigate to the front desk.
After me, ma'am.
She took Eva's arm and led her to the next room.
Complaint, request, or claims?
Asked the census taker, a woman with a bored nasal voice. Eva's eyes opened wide in astonishment.
I can see.
Yeah. Everything comes back in this room. Answer the question, please.
Eva stared. Shock turned to delight as she feasted on depth and designs.
Look, lady, you get 5 minutes here and you're wasting them. Complaint, request, or claims?
I could live here forever and be happy,
she murmured.
That's why there's a time limit.
Eva forced herself to focus on business.
Complaint and request?
The woman turned to her computer, her slender fingers poised over the keyboard.
Go ahead.
It's no fair,
Eva began.
The accident, I mean, I pay my taxes on time. I don't do drugs. I have a glass of wine once a year on my anniversary, and I always buy Girl Scout cookies. I even give a box away to my neighbor. And it takes a lot of selflessness to say goodbye to a box of Samoas, you know?
Her eyes wandered to a bowl of orange and blue pushpins. Their vibrant hues drove the rehearsed speech from her head.
And?
It took tremendous effort to get back to her task.
I mean to say I'm a good citizen. A model citizen, actually, though I hate to toot my own horn. So that brings me to my request. I want my vision back.
Not gonna happen. Here.
She passed Eva a brochure. On its front, in bold letters, were the words, Balance in the Universe. Eva held it reverently, marveling that she could read again.
Not here, out in the lobby.
But
it turns to Braille. Request denied. Care to apply for an appeal?
Wait, I get 3 more minutes.
Desperate, she cast her eyes around the room, trying to absorb its colors so she could replay them in her mind when she returned home. As she looked around, she spied neat stacks of papers divided in 3 sections on the floor. Celebrations, inconveniences, and devastations.
That's it? My number came up and you drew from one of those piles?
The census taker nodded.
Why couldn't you have drawn from celebrations? I could have used a raise or a free vacation.
Be glad you didn't get raped or tortured or cancer. Could have starved in Africa, you know. 2 minutes.
Why do these things have to happen anyway?
Keeps the balance. You can't understand beauty without recognizing ugliness. You wouldn't know good if you didn't fear evil. Read the brochure.
I want my sight back. I demand to speak to your boss.
The woman rolled her eyes as she flipped through her calendar. An immense book with crinkly parchment pages and minuscule handwritten lines.
Next opening is in 66 years and 6 days.
I could be dead by then.
The woman shrugged.
He'll still see you. Did you want to make that appointment or not?
1 minute. Eva tried not to blink. It wasted precious milliseconds. Beyond the teller's window stood an elegant office, decorated in expensive purple fabrics and gopher wood. The whole room seemed to glow.
That's where he works, isn't it?
Without waiting for an answer, she ran toward the office and pounded on the door.
Sir, please, I want my sight back.
Lady, get back here.
The census taker ran after her, but came to an abrupt stop at the doorway.
Sorry, sir, she just...
The man within, a short, balding fellow with a pot belly, rose to his feet.
It's all right. Let her in.
Eva stumbled to his desk, gawking at the one who controlled so many people's fates. He cut her off with a wave of his hand.
I already know what you're going to say. Heard it before, billions of times. So here's what I'm going to do for you.
Listener, here is your chance to play God. Pick a number, 1, 2, or 3. Now listen to the corresponding ending. Listen to them all if you like, but you'll have to choose which ending suits you best. Eva's fate is in your hands. Ending number 1.
It's all right. Let her in.
Eva stumbled to his desk, gawking at the one who controlled so many people's fates. He cut her off with a wave of his hand.
I already know what you're going to say. Heard it before, billions of times. So here's what I'm going to do for you. Your number came up,
he continued.
So I have to fill the ticket. But if you want to be a selfish and bad citizen, I'll reassign your disability to the next ticket. You understand, of course, that you'd be heaping misery on another human.
I don't care,
she gasped.
I can't function without my eyes.
He pushed a button on the intercom.
Switch it to the next ticket,
he told the census taker, never taking his gaze away from Eva's desperate face.
There you go. I guess you didn't learn about do unto others, did you?
Thank you, thank you.
She ran out to the lobby, beaming. She was still grinning hours later when her husband came to pick her up. She ran to the car before it even rolled to a stop.
Oh, Andrew, you'll never believe what happened.
Thinking something was wrong, Andrew stepped on his brakes, hard. His airbag deployed, sending bits of microscopic dust into his eyeballs.
My eyes!
He screamed.
I can't see.
Ending number 2. Eva stumbled to his desk, gawking at the one who controlled so many people's fates. He cut her off with a wave of his hand.
I already know what you're going to say. Heard it before, billions of times. So here's what I'm going to do for you. You realize someone must fill your ticket,
he continued.
Nothing personal, just business.
He pressed a button on his intercom.
Joshua, report to my office.
Minutes later, a frail, shivering man entered the room, his appearance sicker than death. Eva shuddered. His blotchy skin was nothing more than flakes, scabs, and oozing blisters. From the wheezing and hacking, she thought he would drop dead right there on the marble floor.
Can you take another one?
Joshua heaved his head toward Eva. She was startled by the kindness in his brown eyes. He smiled at her, a benevolent skeleton.
Give it to me.
She passed her white cane to him. Tears leaked out of his eyes, which grew murky. He shuffled back to his quarters, using the cane to navigate. Eva sat in silence out in the lobby as she waited for Andrew to pick her up. She stared at one single tile, trying to block Joshua's pain from her memory. Guilt pecked at her. Anger, too. What sort of a man would take on someone else's pain? What sort of a boss would do that to one of his employees? What sort of a system was it, anyway, that made misery mandatory?
I didn't get to say thanks,
Eva whispered.
I hope he knows.
Ending number 3.
I already know what you're going to say. Heard it before, billions of times. So here's what I'm going to do for you. Your number came up,
he continued.
So I have to fill the ticket. But I can let you trade for something in the same pile.
So no free vacation.
Take it or leave it.
He held out three papers, face down. Eva let her fingers float over the papers before picking the one in the middle.
Paralyzed from the waist down,
she read.
I think I could live with that. Could I see the other two?
He tucked them in his desk drawer.
Ask Charity to get you a wheelchair before you leave.
Out in the lobby, Eva marveled at how the metal on her new chair glinted under the fluorescent lights. She could already foresee trouble going to the bathroom or getting upstairs to her bedroom, but she couldn't stop grinning. At least she'd be able to watch her favorite movies again and witness her grandchildren as they grew up.
I didn't even say thanks,
she whispered.
I bet he knows.
So there you go. There's Journey into the Cosmic Lottery. I kind of like this the story. You know, it's got the device of having choose your own adventure there. You can choose the three different endings. What ending did you like best? Which one would you have preferred? If there was only one ending, which one would you choose? I think that's definitely what Emily was going for there. What other endings could there possibly be? You know, it's pretty much endless. What could be Eva's fate? Or what could happen with the cosmic lottery that, you know, we don't know what the rules are. We don't know what's possible, but it seems like pretty much anything's possible. You know, I like that you have the karmic ending there with she gets her sight back, but then her husband loses his sight. So that's a direct consequence. And she'll live with that for the rest of her life. You have the almost the Christ figure in that second ending where this old man, you know, takes on the pains and the suffering of others and everybody, you know, to bring more happiness to other people's lives. And how thankful would we be if somebody did that for us? And if you're religious, you believe that Jesus Christ has done that for you and made many things possible through his suffering and his atonement and death for our sins kind of thing. So I liked that ending as well. Like, you know, and her thought of, I didn't even say thank you. You know, I mean, how often are we thankful for the things that work out well for us? And the last ending, you know, was kind of a, what would you rather have? You know, I've often thought, well, in conversations, would you rather be in freezing cold or would you rather be in blistering heat? What would be the worst thing for you? I've always said cold. Sometimes I wonder why I say that when I'm extremely cold. But at least in cold weather, you can always put on more clothes. You can always, you know, do more to warm yourself up. I mean, ultimately, you might freeze to death. But I've heard that hypothermia is peaceful. But then, you know, being in scorching heat, you know, it's just, there's only so much you can do. And you don't want to take off all your clothes because then you'll get sunburned and everything. And so you have to keep yourself covered. And there's, you know, people that live in deserts and everything. I mean, they have ways to survive in the heat. But then you add humidity in there. I remember when I was down in the Houston area and how humid it was and hot, and that just adds a whole other dimension to suffering in the heat. It's totally different than what I grew up with in Montana or being in California kind of heat. In Eva's case, it's, would you rather have your sight back and be paralyzed from the waist down? Or would you rather maybe, you know, if you had to lose a sense, what sense would you be willing to give up? Taste? Smell? Which kind of go together, I guess. Would you rather be deaf or would you rather be blind? Would you rather be dumb, not be able to speak? I guess sometimes that goes with hearing as well. But, you know, what sense would you be willing to give up? Myself, you know, I guess I could give up my ESP because I have a sixth and a seventh sense. So I'd be willing to give one of those up, I think. Sometimes it's a little maddening to know what's going on around me. Yeah, so there's some interesting possibilities there with this story, the Cosmic Lottery, and that's why it earned an honorable mention in the contest. You know, one of the things that I think you'll hear repeated through me talking about these stories, these contest winners, is that, you know, I was really looking for a journey, and I don't know if I really got what I wanted out of the contest. I really wanted to go through something, to go through a journey. And I know word count is a hard thing. And I think Rich Outfield wrote a story using my prompt of journey into something. And it turned out, I remember he sent me an email that says, yeah, it's like 10,000 words or more. And what do you want me to do with this? I'm like, well, you know, it's not eligible for the contest. I'd love to hear it or read it someday. And I'm pretty sure he's already written and maybe even produced that story. I haven't heard it, though. Or maybe, is that the one in the restroom? Anyway, I guess, Rish, you'll have to remind me which project you ended up going with. I think you gave it a different title, though. Is that the romantic getaway? Anyway, sorry. So yeah, I guess before I go too far, I should probably go through the cast list for this story. So I think the first voice you heard was Clay Duggar as Eva's husband, Andrew. And then Eva was played by Bria Burton. Megan Latham was the secretary. Julie Holverson was the census taker. Rish Outfield was the man in the room, or God, or the cosmic entity that chose people's fates, whatever you want to call him. And I, lovable, very old Marshall, was the narrator. Let's see, what else is going on? Yeah, so, hey, I'm back, I'm doing a journey. I had a little hiatus there, I guess, during the end part of December and the first part of January. But yeah, I haven't pod faded. I'm back. I'm working on stuff for the podcast, working on these contest winners and some other things coming up. I've created a Patreon, as you know, as I've talked about before. And so, yes, if you'd like to support the podcast financially, you can go to patreon.com/journeyinto and donate just a buck or more if you want to, but just a buck is great. Yeah, the more people that I have join the Patreon just kind of gives me that much more motivation to keep producing stories and you know, recording Netflix Q episodes and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I'd love to have more Patreons, but I'm so grateful for the ones that I have. I have four Patreons, and so that's two more than I've talked about here on the general podcast. Is that Gino Moretto and Bria Burton have joined the Patreon. So thank you to Bria, thank you to Gino. I appreciate it. I feel so grateful for anybody that's willing to contribute anything towards the podcast. And both Gino and Bria have contributed a lot outside of their Patreon donations. So grateful to have them. Grateful still to have Keith and Rob in there as well. And you too could be a Journey Into Patreon member. All right, the PSA on the Patreon is over now. but yeah, if you'd just like to comment on the podcast or interact with me, you can email to journeyintopodcast@gmail.com. You can call the voicemail line at 77JINTO107. I'm on Facebook and Twitter as well if you want to look at that. Yeah, so there's lots of ways to get a hold of me. You know, one of the things that I was thinking of, you know, I've had this contest, I've had the Edgar Allan Poe contest, and I haven't submitted something. I mean, that's something that, you know, on the Dune Steve podcast, when Big and Rish would do a contest, I mean, they'd participate, they'd write a story for it. I mean, that was their motivation, right, to write a story, and they invited others along in their contests. And so far in my contests, I guess I haven't joined in. I haven't written in. So I was thinking, I definitely have an idea. I'm going to write a Edgar Allan Poe story, but I should also write a Journey Into story. What do I mean when I say I want it to be an actual journey? Well, I should show you. I should write my own Journey Into story. So I'm going to be doing that. And so yeah, I guess that's about all I have to say for this episode. It's kind of a short and sweet episode, but I'm glad that I've been able to start producing these stories and getting them out here on the podcast. I think I'll do one a month. So I'll probably do the next, I'll get the next story out in February, and then the second place winner will be in March. And the top story, the winner of the contest, first place, will be in April. Sorry for the delay, but hey, I'm working on it. So anyway, I'm grateful that you, hope you enjoyed this podcast. I'm glad you came along on the journey. I'll be back with something else before you know it. So until then, stay safe out there. Journey on.
The Journey Into podcast is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license. This means that you're free to share this podcast however and with whomever you would like, but please don't change the content and don't sell it for money.
Hi there. How you doing? I'm sitting here at an intersection, ready to turn. I'm headed to work. Blinker's going, so I'm not going to record. There we go. There's a green arrow. Not the green arrow, but a green arrow nonetheless.
Her favorite authors are Frances Hodgson. Frances Hodgson Burnett, nah. Frances Hodgson. Frances Hodgson Burnett.